All right. And my first question for you. Well, first of all, introduce who you are.
Okay, I'm Jack Hammond. I teach sociology at Hunter College and at the Graduate Center. I work on social movements. I work on environmental sociology. And I have written a book about popular education. I guess those are the things you're most interested in, right?
Yes, yes, very much, very much. We appreciate your time. To start off with, I want to know how long have you been advocate for human rights, and what kind of triggered your interest in it when you first started getting interested in it?
Well, I don't know when I would begin. I'm an old man. I go back to the days of the civil rights movement. I can't say I was active in the civil rights movement, but I participated. I went to marches and demonstrations and things like that, and I strongly supported it. And that triggered my interest in social movements, which was the main thing that I studied in graduate school. And subsequent to that, I became interested in human rights because of my work in Latin America. The main thing I did in Latin America was I spent a lot of time in El Salvador working with the Human Rights Commission of El Salvador, and also working on my research, which is this book on popular education in the Civil War in El Salvador. And then after that, or about the same time, I guess, I we had a human rights program at Hunter College, which I participated in, and I started teaching classes in human rights.
Okay, great, great. Next question is, how important do you feel education is for like social groups who aim to create some type of camaraderie in the urban communities to see people that may not have certain opportunities become a little bit more socioeconomically mobile in our society? You know, how important do you think that the social groups are going to be to that movement eventually evolving and becoming a little bit more of a normal thing instead of abnormal?
Oh, yeah, very much so. You're asking about education, or you're asking about the participation in the groups?
I think, what I'm saying is that I believe that the social, especially from someone like yourself that has been studying social groups and social movements, I believe that that is going to be a very important part of the educational process.
Right.
In which is this whole thing is about the fact that a lot of the education is not going to be able to go on in an academic setting. It's going to have to be communities coming together at local churches, community centers, and kind of putting some things together to put people on the right track.
Yeah.
And I'm asking you, how important do you believe some of these social groups are going to be in that movement? Do you think they could take a big part of it, or take piece by piece? You've seen things evolve and dissolve.
Yeah, well, it's hard to say apart from specific cases, but as a general rule, I think that these kinds of groups that you're talking about that are struggling for empowerment of their communities, I think education is very important. I think you bring carrying it on their own as opposed to going to school. I make my living in schools. I believe in schools. But I also think that there is a very important role for what I call popular education, which is people educating themselves. I mean, in El Salvador, when I was working with popular education, the basic issue was literacy. People had never been to school, and they had to start out learning how to read. And they used the method of Paulo Freire, a Brazilian teacher, educator, who believed that for adults to be motivated to learn, the learning process had to be empowering. It had to be teaching them to identify the problems in their social world and come together to find ways to solve them, which to some extent they could do as autonomous groups in their own communities, but they also had to be prepared to struggle against the authorities that were holding them back, the government or whoever it might be. So that teaching or learning really is something that, in that method, incorporated an analysis of their political situation at the same time that they were looking at printed page, which had letters and numbers, they had to learn how to read them, and they would read them and they would discuss them in terms of how they related to their own lives. So, yeah, I think in, you know, if you're talking about Harlem or American communities, illiteracy may not be such a big problem. Most people have been to school at least for a few years, and most people have been, you know, grade school and at least started high school. So they have those basic literacy skills, but I still believe that you want to integrate a formal treatment of problems with the activism, because I don't think people should just, you know, go out and strike out and say, we're going to do this without thinking about what are the problems and what are the most adequate methods for confronting them.
Great.
So it requires an analytic mind.
Okay. I'm going to switch over to my recorder. I don't know how much more time I have on this.